Shalom to all. Today's office is Roshami Meister Shani Dav Chafav, and we're starting about the third line with the words Amar Rebbe, and those are stuff on Tezayin Amar Beis, a little past the halfway mark. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Meisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Tanakh of the Mishnah had taught that if one has a basket of produce which was Nigmar Malachtoi, he just hadn't physically separated Meister yet, we say Matanos Shaloi Hurmu Kamisha Hurmu, which means even though the Matanos, the Trumer Meister, haven't yet been physically separated, it's as if they were, and therefore if he brought this produce through Yerushalayim, he was on his way somewhere and passed through the Holy City, we say Kfar Koltu Mechitzas, the walls of Yerushalayim already chapped the Meister Sheni, and even though he brought this produce out and physically separated the Meister Sheni outside Yerushalayim, he still has to bring it back in to be eaten there, and it can't be redeemed because Kfar Koltu Mechitzas. So now the Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Yoina, that's really the Girsa, not Amar Rebbe, but Amar Rabbi Yoina. Hada Amar, this tells us, Krishu Taval Rishain Ula Sheni, a pile of produce which is Tevel for Meister Rishain and Sheni, which means it didn't have Meister Rishain or Sheni separated. Im Hasru by Mishum Sheni, like it. If they warn him, don't eat this produce because it hasn't yet had Meister Sheni separated, and he does eat it, he would get Malkus. Meaning, we don't say that since the Meister Rishon wasn't even taken off yet, he can't be chayv for eating produce that didn't have Meister Sheni taken off, because in the order of things, Rishon is before Sheni, he would still get Malkus for eating this produce that didn't have Meister Sheni separated. And this is learned from the Mishnah that this produce, which had no Meister separated yet, was brought through Yerushalayim. The Meister Sheni is already considered to have been inside the walls, requiring it to be brought back in. So clearly, we focus on Meister Sheni, even though the Rishon wasn't taken care of yet. However, Hasar of Mana asks on this, but it was taught in the Mishnah, Beishameh says, Yachzor Meister Sheni Shalhen V'yechab Yerushalayim, that the Meister Sheni has to be brought back in and eaten Yerushalayim, and this is referring to produce that's even not Nigmar Malachtoi, and Yisrocha Meimar al de Beishameh Loike, does that mean that according to Beishameh, a person would get Malkus for eating the Meister Sheni outside Yerushalayim? That can't be. We're talking about pairs Shaloi Nigmar Malachton. Ella must be Chomer Hub Mechitzas, that there's a certain Chomer with the Mechitzas, the walls of Yerushalayim, and that's why Beishameh is Machmer of Hachasot over here, even though we're talking about produce, Shenigmar Malachtoi, Chomer Hub Mechitzas, is just a Chomer with the Mechitzas of Yerushalayim, that once produce went through it, it's already considered Kfar Kol Tum Mechitzas, and we can't learn from here that if a person was warned, don't eat that produce, it didn't have Meister Sheni separated, that he's going to get Malkus for that. And now continue to talk about this case. Reb Zeir asked the following question. Hifresh al Sheni Mimakam Acher. Let's say he separated Meister Sheni for this produce from a different place. He brought this basket of 100 apples through Yerushalayim, and so it means that 10 of them are already considered to have been Kol Tum Mechitzas, but instead of when he physically separated the Meister Sheni, taking off 10 apples from this very basket, he took 10 apples from a different basket and said, they should be Meister Sheni for these. Niftar, do we say that this Meister Sheni, which was technically in the basket, is really Pater, because he already separated from a different place, or do we say that no, the Mechitzas of Yerushalayim already chopped these apples when they were brought through, and he's not able to separate Meister Sheni from a different place? That's question one, which we don't have an answer to yet, but we will see an answer on Amud Beis. And Rabbi Yenabai, he asked another question, also Kulei Sheni L'makam Acher. Let's say he took this entire basket of produce, all 100 apples, and instead of just separating 10 from Meister Sheni, he decided to take all of them and make them Meister Sheni for other produce that he has. Do we say Kula Nitfas, that all these apples are considered Meister Sheni, and since they were brought through Yerushalayim, even though this was before they were designated Meister Sheni, he's not allowed to be part of them and he has to bring them back into Yerushalayim? Or do we say the only apples that were chopped here is 1/10, which was the amount of Meister Sheni that was originally supposed to be designated here, and that means that only 1/10 of these apples have to be brought back to Yerushalayim, but the other 9/10, the other 90%, they're not considered to be Kol Tum Mechitzas, and he could be paid to them outside Yerushalayim. And we don't have an answer to this question. Now continue on, the Mishnah had said, V'shaloi Nigmar Malachtoi Salei Novim V'chulu, and this was describing what's produce that's Loi Nigmar Malachtoi. The example was baskets of grapes that were going to be pressed into wine, or baskets of figs that were going to be brought out to dry. And what do we learn from here? Says the Gemara, Hasalei Te'enim L'Achila, V'salei Novim L'Achila, if he has baskets of grapes and figs that are going to be eaten, Gemar Malacha Hein, that is considered Gemar Malacha, and the first din of the Mishnah would apply to them. Continuing on to quote the Mishnah, Rishim ben Yehuda v'chulu. Rishim ben Yehuda had argued with the Tanakama in how to understand the machloikas Beisham Beis Hillel, and he had said that both Beisham Beis Hillel agree if the produce was loy nigmar malachtoi, even though it was brought through Yerushalayim, we don't say that the mechitzas of Yerushalayim chap the meiser sheni that's in here. The whole machloikas is only if we're talking about produce that was nigmar malachtoi. According to Beishamai, then we say kvar kol tum mechitzas, and according to Beis Hillel, even in this case, we do not say that, and that's because according to Rishim ben Yehuda, Beis Hillel holds matanis shloi hurmu is not kamishu hurmu damyan. And even though the produce was Gmar Malacha, it's still not like Kol Tum Mechitzas. And so now we have a braisa as a detailed discussion between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Amar Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel told Beis Shammai, Ein atem moedim lanu, don't you agree with us, Chafavam Beis on top, Beper Shaloi Nigmar Malachton, Shiyifta Meister Sheni Shalahen, V'yech B'chal Makayim, then we're dealing with Paris that have not yet reached Gmar Malacha. Even though they were brought through Yerushalayim, once he brings them out, he can physically separate the Meister Sheni, hide to that Meister Sheni, and eat the fruit wherever he wants, and he doesn't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. While Av Peres Shenigram Lachton Kain. The same thing should apply by Peres Shenigram Lachton. In other words, Beis Shammai is asking Beis Hillel a very simple question. If you agree with us by Peres Shaloi Nigram Lachton, then you should agree with us by Peres Shenigram Lachton. Because if you hold Matana Shaloi Hurmu are not Kamisha Hurmu Damyon, what does it make a difference if it's Nigram Lachton or not Nigram Lachton? So Amalhen Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai responded to them, well, you can't say that because Eman Martin by Peres Shaloi Nigram Lachton. If you want to say they were Makel with Peres that have not yet reached Gemar Malacha, maybe that applies to Yachal Avkiron or Paitum and Amaisris. That's because he could be Mafker all these Peres and completely potting them from Iser. But Tanur Peres Shenigram Lachton, are you going to say the same applies by Peres Shenigram Lachton? She'en Yachal Avkiron or Paitum and Amaisris. You can't be Mafker them and potting them from Iser. However, Amalhen Beis Hillel respond to them, Af Peres Shenigram Lachton, Yachal Hul Avkiron or Paitum and Amaisris. Even Peres that already reached Gemar Malacha, one could be Mafker them and he'll potting them completely from Iser because of Chisalu Te'enim Anovim Lachila, when we have baskets of figs or grapes, the one's going to eat. Shema Ein Yochanan Lavkirin Lepartim and Amaisris, you think that you can't be mafker them and potter them from Iser? Of course you could. So this is not a good response. Now the Gemara just pauses and tells us a side point. Hada Amra, this tells us that Salat Te'enim Lachila, Vesali Novim Lachila, if a person has baskets of figs or grapes that are designated for eating, Gemar Malachahin, that's already considered Gemar Malacha, even though they were not Raya Pnei Abayas, they haven't yet been brought into a Chatzar, they're still considered Gemar Malacha. So now we have another response, Beis Shammai. Amrlan Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai told Beis Hillel, La, you can't compare the two, because Eman Martin Peres Shaloi Nigram Lachton, if you want to say that we're Makel by Peres Shaloi Nigram Lacha, I'll tell you that's because Shu Yachal Lahoyt Yalein Shani Makam Acher. He's able to separate Maestro Shani for this produce from a totally different place. But time with Peres Shenigram Lachton, are you going to say the same applies with Peres Shenigram Lachton? Shani Yachal Lahoyt Yalein Shani Makam Acher. You can't separate Maestro Shani for them from a different place. Once this basket of Peres Shenigram Lachton was brought through Yerushalayim, we say that Kvarkal Tu Mechitzas, and you can't separate Maestro Shani from somewhere else for this. And therefore, a Peres Shenigram Lachton and Loi Nigram Lachton cannot be compared. Now, the Gemara tells another side point. Hada Pasha She'ela D'Reb Zera, that's the proper girsa. This that Beis Shammai just said answers the question of Reb Zera from Amud Aleph. Let's say we have a basket of produce, Shenigram Lachton, that was brought through Yerushalayim. And then instead of separating Maestro Shani from this basket, he separated Maestro Shani from a different basket for this. Do we say that he's not able to do that because the produce in this basket already has a din of Karkol Tol Mechitzas, or no? And here we have a clear answer. Beis Shammai said that if it's Peres Shenigram Lachton, one is not allowed to separate Meiser from a different place for this because Kvar Kol Tu Mechitzas, and this already is considered Meiser Sheni and nothing could be done about it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a similar discussion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.